Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Raising a Sensory-Sensitive ADHD Child: Why Everyday Sounds Clothes and Textures Trigger Meltdowns and What You Can Do About It, is a practical parenting guide focused on the overlap between ADHD and sensory processing challenges, written by Courtney Penn with Natasha Dawson. The book addresses a common but often misunderstood pattern: children who appear oppositional or easily overwhelmed may actually be reacting to sensory overload from noise, clothing, light, smell, food textures, or crowded environments. Its purpose is not to diagnose, but to help parents recognize triggers, interpret behavior more accurately, and make daily life less stressful through observation and proactive adjustments. The book belongs to the parenting and neurodiversity support genre, and it is designed to translate sensory science into concrete home strategies. Rather than offering abstract theory, it emphasizes individualized accommodations, simple tracking methods, and realistic changes that can reduce conflict and improve regulation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing meltdowns as sensory overload instead of willful behavior. One of the book's central ideas is that many ADHD-related meltdowns are better understood as sensory overload rather than deliberate misbehavior. This reframing matters because it changes how adults interpret a child's distress instead of assuming defiance. The parent learns to look for nervous system overload and reduced capacity to cope. The book positions sensory reactions as real and involuntary, especially when multiple inputs accumulate at once, such as noise, uncomfortable clothing, and rushed routines. That shift is important in parenting practice because punishment or repeated demands often escalate the situation, while recognition of overload opens the door to support. The book therefore argues for a response based on observation, prevention, and regulation, not shame. In the context of ADHD, this is especially useful because sensory sensitivity can intensify distractibility, irritability, and shutdowns. The result is a more accurate explanation of what the child is experiencing and a more workable framework for responding at home, at school, and in public spaces. Secondly, understanding the overlap between ADHD and sensory processing difficulties. The book draws a careful distinction between ADHD and sensory processing issues while showing how the two often interact. ADHD is associated with attention, impulse control, and executive functioning, but sensory processing challenges affect how the brain receives and organizes input from the environment. When both are present, everyday experiences can become harder to tolerate because the child is not only managing distractibility, but also reacting strongly to physical sensations that other people may ignore. This overlap helps explain why a child may struggle most during transitions, busy rooms, or routine tasks like dressing and eating. The book is useful because it does not treat sensory issues as a side note. It presents them as a meaningful factor that can shape behavior, emotional regulation, and daily functioning. That makes the guide more nuanced than standard ADHD parenting advice, which often focuses mainly on structure, rewards, and routines. Here, the message is that behavior management alone is incomplete if the child's sensory environment is still overwhelming. Understanding the overlap allows parents to tailor support more accurately and avoid false assumptions about motivation or discipline. Thirdly, identifying personal triggers through pattern tracking and meltdown logs. A major practical method in the book is the use of observation and pattern recognition to identify each child's specific sensory triggers. Instead of relying on broad generalizations about ADHD, the book encourages parents to notice what happens right before a meltdown and to document details such as time of day, environment, noise level, clothing, and food or social context. This kind of logging helps reveal repeating patterns that may not be obvious in the moment. For example, a child may appear to melt down randomly, but a closer look might show that reactions cluster around certain fabrics, crowded rooms, or rushed morning routines. The value of this method is that it turns vague frustration into usable information. Once triggers are identified, parents can make targeted changes rather than guessing. The book's approach is practical because it combines parent observation with respect for the child's own experience, including asking what felt hard about the moment. That combination of external tracking and child feedback supports a more individualized understanding of sensory stress and creates a basis for long-term accommodation rather than short-term crisis management. Fourthly, using everyday accommodations to reduce friction in clothing, noise, food, and routines. The book is strongly action-oriented, and much of its value comes from showing how small environmental changes can reduce sensory strain in daily life. It discusses clothing choices, noise management, food textures, and other routine challenges that often trigger conflict in families. Instead of treating these struggles as isolated problems, the book presents them as design issues. The child's environment may simply be too intense, too cluttered, or too difficult to process. This leads to practical accommodations, such as offering sensory-friendly clothing, reducing exposure to loud or busy settings, and adjusting routines so they are easier to predict and manage. The emphasis on everyday application is important because sensory support does not require dramatic interventions to be effective. Small changes can prevent escalation before it starts. The book also stands out for its attention to real-life feasibility, including advice that can fit different budgets. That makes it especially useful for parents who need workable solutions rather than specialized clinical programs. In this way, the book translates sensory theory into household-level problem-solving that can be applied immediately. Lastly, supporting regulation through validation, choice, and a calmer parent response. Beyond identifying triggers and making accommodations, the book emphasizes the emotional tone of the parent-child interaction. Children who are overwhelmed by sensory input often need validation more than correction, because their distress is rooted in genuine discomfort. The book therefore encourages parents to take the child seriously when they say something feels too loud, too scratchy, or too intense. It also highlights the value of giving choices, especially in sensory-sensitive areas, because small forms of control can reduce anxiety and resistance. This approach matters because many sensory meltdowns are worsened when adults respond with urgency, pressure, or disbelief. A calmer response helps de-escalate the situation and teaches the child that their signals are understood. The book's model is not permissive. It still values structure and guidance, but it places regulation before compliance. That makes it especially relevant for parents who want practical tools without turning every sensory conflict into a power struggle. The deeper lesson is that emotional safety and environmental fit are often prerequisites for cooperation, not rewards that come after the child behaves well. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and therapists who support children with ADHD and strong sensory sensitivities. It is especially valuable for readers who are trying to understand why ordinary situations such as getting dressed, entering noisy places, or eating certain foods can lead to major distress. The main benefit is not just information, but a clearer framework for action. Notice the trigger, reduce the overload, and adapt the environment before behavior breaks down. That practical orientation makes the book more immediately usable than many broader ADHD parenting titles, which may focus more on routines, discipline, or executive function without addressing sensory processing in depth. What distinguishes this book in its category is its specific focus on the sensory side of ADHD and its emphasis on individualized accommodations rather than one-size-fits-all parenting advice. It offers a compassionate interpretation of meltdowns while still giving parents concrete next steps, making it useful both intellectually and practically. For families who feel trapped in repeated daily battles, the book provides a more accurate lens and a more workable plan. If you would like to support Courtney Penn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.